So last time we basically gave an introduction to the main din of Devashish Lamatiri and what it's all about. We said over why it's not bottle, and we said over also why, according to all the Paiskim, the Chumra only applies to Min B'Minyan, not to Min B'Shein U'Minyan. Okay, in short, there were two. Rashi's reason was after the chlena b'isr, the chlena b'heter. Why rely on bittel if tomorrow it's going to be mutter by itself without bittel? And the Ran's reason was because bittel only works when there's a contrast. So the contrast, normally in a regular case, the contrast is the fact that this is heter and this is isr. Okay, Masha'en kein. In the case when you have a Devashish Lamatirin, which means tomorrow it's also going to be Mutter, so Bittel doesn't really work because it's too similar. You're not enough of a contrast. And that also explains why it only applies to Min B'Minoi, not to Min B'Shein U'Minoi, because since by Min B'Minoi, physically it's exactly the same, and halachically also, it's only Usser temporarily, so therefore it's not enough. There's not enough contrast for there to be a bittel. Masha'en kein, if physically it's different, it's mimasha'en deminai, so then the fact that saf kol saf today it's iser, that's able to work together with the physical characteristics, the fact that this is mimasha'en deminai, and therefore you're able to have enough contrast to be able to have bittel. According to Rashi's reason, that if there's a way to have it without relying on bittel, so why should you rely on bittel? So the that reason applies cipher min b'minei, cipher min b'shein b'minei. So why should the chumra only apply to min b'minei? So we explained last time, the Teres Chatas gives a different explanation. Teres Chatas' explanation is that by a teruvus of min b'minei, let's say the egg gets mixed into other eggs, so you're sitting down to eat eggs. So therefore, the bittel is much more noticeable. Because you had a trefa egg, you had a beis shnol b'yom tov that got mixed in here. So why are you allowed to eat it? You're sitting down to eat eggs. So you realize that the problem egg was bittel over here. But when it gets mixed into potatoes, and you're sitting down to eat potatoes, so you don't even think about the fact that there's a beis shnol b'yom tov mixed in over here. And that's in the words of the Teres Chatas, that by min b'minei the heter is nikra shem davar aser. The heter, the thing that you're eating, is called by the same thing as the davar ha'aser. So the bittel is much more pronounced. That's why we have a bigger problem with relying on bittel in such a kind of a case. Because it's a davashesh ha'matirin, and it's going to be mutter anyway. So therefore, we don't want you to rely on bittel. So in this kind of a case, the fact that you're relying on bittel is very, very pronounced. It's very, very obvious. Masha'en kein, in the case of Min B'Shein U'Minyan, since the heter is not nikra shem davar aser, you're sitting down to eat potatoes, so the bittel is not so obvious. So therefore, it doesn't really bother us that you're relying on bittel so much. That was the Nekudas Inyan. Okay, now we didn't get to, let's read it inside a little bit, and we're going to go weiter. Zakta Mechaber and Sefalet, kol davar shiesh le matirin, anything that has, that's going to become mutter. Kegoin beitza shnel to beyamte, for example, a beitza that was born. A beitza that was born on yantif, which the halacha is, the Gemara gives four reasons why it's aser on yantif. So, did I say over last time why it's aser? I didn't say over. The reason that we accept la halacha is the reason of Rabbah, it's known as hachana. Hachana means that it was prepared. Every beitza, we said it over? Every beitza, when it's born, it was nigmar, it was prepared the previous day. So if it was born on yontif, that means it was prepared in the stomach of the chicken, it got ready to be born the previous day. So what's the problem of that? The problem of that is if the previous day is Shabbos, yontif falls out on Sunday, so that means that the egg was prepared on Shabbos for yontif. And that's learned out of the pasuk that that's a problem. Shabbos cannot prepare for a yontif. I don't know why nobody asked me that. How come every beitzah that's born on Sunday should be aser? Because it means it was prepared on Shabbos. Why only if yontif is on a Sunday is the fact that it was prepared on Shabbos? Shouldn't that be worse? That means Shabbos prepared for a weekday. No, that should probably be worse.
It comes mutter after yontif anyways.
Yeah, because that, fine, that's what we're asking. Why is that so? In other words, why, if Shabbos prepares for Chol, is not such a problem? Only when Shabbos prepared for Yontif, that was a problem. Because the answer is that a weekday meal doesn't need Hachana. No such thing as Hachana for a weekday meal. People make Hachanas before they eat, say, a half hour, they prepare themselves all. That's for Shabbos. You have it's shaykh to say, for a Shabbos meal, for a Shabbos food, shaykh to have a hachana for it. It needs preparation. A weekday meal doesn't need preparation. So the truth, yes, the egg was completed on Shabbos, but that cannot be, you can't say, oh, Shabbos was preparing for a weekday. The weekday's insignificant. There was no, a yontif meal needs preparation. So it comes out that when was this prepared? It was prepared on Shabbos. For yontif, that's a problem. Anyway. So it was prepared. So oy bazoy, when yontif falls out on a Tuesday, the egg should be mutter, according to this reason, right? So the answer is it's a gzeiro for when yontif falls out after Shabbos. So what comes out lemaisa is that when yontif falls out on a Sunday, so beitzah shenolda b'yomtif is asur midei raisa, because it was prepared on Shabbos, and when it falls out on a Tuesday, the beitzah shenolda b'yomtif is only midei rabbanon atu when yontif falls out on a Sunday. But lemaisa, beitzah shenolda b'yomtif is aser. But it's only aser on yontif. The next day is going to become mutter. Shiru'uya lemachar. It's fitting the next day. The next day is going to be mutter. Therefore, it has the following chumra. Im nisar v'vacheirois. If it gets mixed up into other eggs, bein shleim bein trufa. It doesn't matter if you had a whole egg that gets mixed up into a bunch of eggs. Or scrambled eggs. You made a batter of 1,000, you know, scrambled eggs, and one of the eggs was a beis hashanol de b'yomtif. So that whole batter is us. You have to wait till tomorrow. Ein b'teila filo be'elef. It's not bottle even in 1,000. The reason? Two reasons. Rashi's reason, because atchechlena beis v'techlena beheter. We'd rather you don't rely on bittel. And Aran's reason, that because it's min b'minoi, Sai physically and Sai al pi halacha, it's heter and heter, so therefore it's not enough contrast for there to be vital. Vafilu sofik im nolda b'yomtiv, even if it's a sofik if it was nolda b'yomtiv, that's also going to be aser. Because this is a second chumra that a Dov Shesh Lamaterian has, that when you have a sofik, whether or not it's aser, even if you're dealing with the Nisa de Rabbanon, you have to go to chumra. So let's say yontif is on a Tuesday, and you have an egg, and you're not sure if that egg was born on yontif or it was born the previous day. So you have to go l'chumra, even if it was born on yontif. But such a kind of a yontif, but beitz hashanol de b'yomtif that's not on a Sunday is only with the rabbanon. So why should you go l'chumra? It's a sveik of the rabbanon l'kula. The answer is because since it's a darshesh l'matirin, you can't go l'kula even if it's a derabbanon. What's the reason? The same reason that we said before. Over here, everyone agrees. Rashi's reason is the main reason. The reason is what? That atcha techlenu, rather than eat it, ayidei safik, wait tomorrow, and then it's going to be mutter bevadai. So rather rely on safik derabanan lekula, you have to wait till it's mutter bevados. Now, even, says the Mechaber, even if it's a beitza shenel de b'yomtif, if it's a safik beitza shenel de b'yomtif, Vinis arva b'acheirois, and it got mixed up, so you have both things now. It's a suffix if it was born on yontif, and then it got mixed up into 1,000 other eggs. Still, says the Mechaber, you have to go l'chumra. Why would I think that you could go l'kula over here? It's the exact same case. I mean, we already learned that sveika d'rabbanan is l'chumra by the Mishnah Matirin. And there's no bittul by adam shein shlo matirin, at least if it gets mixed in b'minoy. So why would I think if I have a suffik, if the egg was born on yontif and then it got mixed up, why should it be okay? Because this l'chayra sounds like it's a svek sveika. A svek sveika means a double suffik. So when I take one of these eggs from the 1,000 eggs, yeah, and I want to eat it, I have a double suffik. Suffik number one, maybe this is not the problematic egg. Maybe this is not the one that fell in. And even if it is, even if I did, from the 1,000 eggs, I picked up punk that one that was the questionable egg, we didn't know for sure that it was Nolda B'yamtif. We weren't sure. Could be he was born yesterday. So when I'm getting ready to eat this egg, I have two reasons why I should be able to eat it. I have two reasons why it's not usser. One, because maybe it's not the egg that was the question to begin with. And even if it is, that wasn't for sure usser. We weren't sure. There's a possibility that it was born yesterday. So why can't I? And the rule is, a svek sveika is very strong. A svek sveika works even, let's say, if it's an issa deraisa. If you have a svek sveika, it's going to be mutter. So in this case, it's going to be usser. Why is it going to be usser? So this is what's known as a safek echad beguf, besafek echad b'taruvus. Okay? In order to be meiko, really this sugya is really, the topic is for Simon Kofiud, where he talks about svek sveika, but just the basic rule to understand this halacha that we're learning here in Sif Aleph. In order to be makel by a svek sveika, the two svekas have to be similar. Similar category. It has to be the same category of suffik. It can't be two different ways of wording the same suffik, because then it's really only one suffik, right? If you just have some fancy way that you could, it's really the exact same question, but you could word it two different ways, that's not called a svek sveika. That's just verbalizing the suffik in two different ways. That's not a good svek sveika. But when you have two different reasons to be makel, so the only time that you have the only time it's considered a svek sveika and you're able to be makel is when the two svekas are in the same category. Then we look at it as both svekas together. If it's completely two different categories of svekas, so we don't combine them. Let's say you go to the doctor and you have a broken hand and a broken leg. First he's going to fix up the hand, then he's going to fix up the leg. It's two separate issues, right? Then chas v'shalom, if it's a different type of ailment, this thing is hurting and that thing is hurting, that could be from the same problem. That could be, you have to treat it differently. So when the svekas are two different categories, we don't put it together. We just paskin each suffik l'chumra. This is two different categories. One suffik is suffik in the guf ha-beitza. That this beitza, we don't know if it was born today. We don't know if it was born yesterday. So that's it. In the guf ha-beitza, that's a suffik. The other suffik is a taroivus-oriented suffik. That means to say, the suffik is because we don't know which is the problematic one because a few were mixed up together. Different category of a suffik. That's called suffik echab l'guf, suffik echab l'ruvis, and we don't go l'kula. Okay? We just look at each one separately. Suffik nolda b'yantif, aser. Nisarev b'acheres, aser. Even if it was suffik nolda b'yantif and then it was nisarev b'acheres, still you have to go l'chumra because we don't combine it together. Okay? That's besides for the general question of, we said before, that the rule of Darshish Matirin is that we don't say Safik Darabana Lakula. Now, if you don't say Safik Darabana Lakula, who says we say Svek Sveika Lakula? In other words, it could be the same way we don't say Safik Darabana Lakula, we don't say Svek Sveika. Even if you have it, though, in other words, the logic applies that wait till it's Mutter Bevados. Now, in this question, the Arma already paskins, the halacha is that we do say svek sveika by adam shein shlo matirin. It's a makom tzorich. So mitzad this, we would be able to be mekel. The reason why we can't be mekel over here is because why? What's the phrase called? It's a safek echad beguf, a safek echad b'taruvus. Okay? And you saw in the shach that the Bach wants to be mekel over here, but the shach says you can't. And the Shach and Taz also both talk about what happens if this beitza now mixes into, say, let's say you had a suffik beitza if it was nolda b'yantif, Yom Tov is Tuesday, it's a Safek who was born today. And then it got mixed into a second, it got mixed into 1,000 eggs. And then one of those eggs fell into another batch of 1,000 eggs. You had two batches of taruvis. So you have like now already three sveikas. One is the Gufa Beitza. Then you have two sveikas based on the fact that it got mixed into two separate batches. First something fell into one batch, and then from that batch it fell into a second batch. Could we be makel the second batch? Yeah? So the Taz says yeah, and the Shach says no. Because the Taz says this is already more makel. This is already, you have a second batch, so it's like a third suffix. So this is already a lot better. And then the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if it gets mixed up, b'she'ena mina, meaning the egg gets mixed into potatoes, so then b'teila b'shishim, then it's b'altel b'shishim. Chumra only applies by min b'mina, not by min b'she'ena mina, like we explained. Either for the Ran's reason, because once it's min b'she'ena mina, so now already you do have enough contrast to have b'tel, or the Taras Chatos' reason that by a teruvus of mimbashein amino, since the whole overall, what you're sitting down to eat, the heter is not nikra shem davar aser, so we don't recognize the bittel so much. So it's not such a problem that we're relying on bittel. The real problem, when Rashi said we don't really, you're not comfortable for you to rely on bittel, the real problem we had is when you're recognizing the bittel, when it's mimbamino. In the case of mimbashein amino, where you're not mamish recognizing the bittel anymore, so we weren't so concerned, we didn't have such a problem with you relying on bittel. And you have 6 lines worth of Mar Mekoymus. Okay. Ramah. Miu.
Why are you not recognizing the bittle?
But you're sitting down to eat potatoes. You forgot about the egg that got in there. The reason why it's mutter is based on bittle, but I'm saying it's not in your face. It's not so pronounced. So in such a case, it didn't bother us so much. There's nothing really wrong with bittle. When you mamish seeing the bittel, you have a way that you don't need to rely on it, so then we say better not. But in the case where you don't really see the bittel. Oh, so mimbashein aminoi sounds like it's fine. Batel b'shishim. It says the Ramah, not always. Miu im livnu bar meichel, if you use the egg to color the food, to make it whiter. A lot of times eggs are added in to drinks, or sometimes it's, you put it as a coating or something for color. Oy nosnu begdera letakin hagdera, or you put it in to the tafshil to fix it up, to give it a good taste. Kegoin shemelu b'tarna goyles, like you used it to stuff a chicken, then ein b'teila. Ayir marechaim simen tafkof yud gimel, look in Hilchos Yontif. Not going to be bottle. Why is it not going to be bottle? So in Hilchos Yontif, he quotes, he adds the reason, because kivon the taimol chazusa, since it's meant for taste and for chazusa is color, is look, so then therefore loy bottle. So does this have anything to do with Davar Sheish L'Matirin, or this is stam adin that really belongs in Simen Tzadik Ches? That when something, when I add the egg, that in order to give a taste, it's loy batel. Does it have anything to do with, because it's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin, that's why it's a problem. If it wouldn't be a Davar Sheish L'Matirin, it would be batel. Or is this a Tzadik Ches Halacha, that when I add an ingredient in order to be metak in the tafshil, so normally something is batel b'shishim, but when I put it in, if it's meant to give a taste, avid l'taymos, loy batel. Doesn't that din appear in Simen Tzadik Ches? And when something is ovid l'taima, it's loy batel. And that doesn't have anything to do with Davar Sheish L'Matirin. So the Alter Rebbe explains that yes, it depends. If you're putting in something to give a taste to that food that you're putting in, if this egg, let's say, would give a taste into the food, then it has nothing to do with Devar Sheish L'Matirin. Then it's a Tzadik Ches Halacha, Simen Tzadik Ches Halacha, that it's Loi Batal, regardless. In other words, even if it's Ein Loi Matirin, and it's just a Treifa egg, it won't be Batal. If this egg is going to give a taste in my food, and I'm going to taste the egg, it's not going to be Batal. It's David, it's something which is Ovid L'Taima, it's Loi Batal. That's not what we mean over here. Over here we mean that this egg is not strong enough to give a taste into the tafshil. So what are you telling me that it's Ovid L'Taima, that it's the Kivan the Taima L'Chazusa, since it's meant to give taste, so if it's not giving a taste, so what's the Chumrah? So Hatter explains, because one egg is not strong enough to give a taste into this cake. You need five eggs. And there are four other kosher eggs in here. And this is the fifth one. So the eggs are giving a taste. The egg is being added as an important ingredient to give taste into the tafshil. And now, b'tziruf of all the other eggs, I am going to taste the eggs. But l'maisa, I can't really taste this egg per se, because this egg is not strong enough to give a taste. I have shishim against it. B'tziruf with all the other eggs, now I'm tasting it. Yeah? So that, if it wouldn't be a davar sheish l'matirin, it'd be batal. That's not called Ovid L'Taima. It's not strong enough. I'm not tasting it. Yeah? Because it's a davar sheish l'matirin, so now it's not going to be batal, even though it's been b'she'enim, meaning with the rest, with the cake. But there's a new rule that when something is meant to give a taste into the cake, into the food, it has a halacha like mim b'minay. Something which is meant to be metak in the tafshil, to fix it up, so it has a halacha of mim b'minay. If it's a davar sheish l'matirin, it won't be batal. That's this rule that the Rama is telling us now. If I'm adding the egg, im livnu b'maychol, or I put it in that it should be metakin, it should be metakin the tafshil, so even though I'm not actually tasting the thing because it's really tasting something else, but since it's davar sheish l'matirin, it won't be batal. I is mim b'she'enim minoy. But since I'm adding it to be metakin the tafshil, it's considered like mim b'minoy. Okay? This is the Gemara says this, because the Gemara says a case. The Gemara says a case of is a din of tchumin. Tchumin means you're not allowed to walk past wherever you're kohen shvisa. You can't walk more than 2,000 amos out of your city, out of the place where you're kohen shvisa. And the same thing applies to your possessions. Your animals are not allowed to walk out of the tchum. Someone can't, let's say it's yontif, you can't carry your cake out of the tchum. So let's say you bake a cake, so it can't go out of your tchum. Well, let's say you're missing some water. So your neighbor brought some water. So now the halacha is, it says in Maseches Beitza, Hareza Karagli Shnehem, this cake could only be brought where your tchum and your neighbor's tchum overlap. Let's say your tchum goes, your kohen shvisa over here, so your tchum goes all the way till here, but your neighbor was kohen shvisa over here, so your neighbor's tchum only goes till here. So this cake could only be brought till here. It could only go where both of you could go together. It's limited by both your, because you both had a part in this cake. But then the Gemara asks, so why is it not bottle? Why isn't that guy's little bit of salt that he brought, or sugar that he brought for the cake, why is it not batal? The Gemara talks about it for a little while. One of the answers the Gemara gives in the end is because it's a davar sheyesh lematirin. Why is it a davar sheyesh lematirin? Because wait till after yontif, you'll be able to carry it wherever you want. We're not saying you can't use it at all. We're saying you just could only carry it where you overlap. So it is considered a davar sheyesh lematirin. Tosfos asks on that answer in the Gemara, wait a minute, davar sheyesh lematirin? I thought we all agreed that davar sheyesh lematirin only applies by b'minoy. This is mim b'she'enim minoy. The neighbor gave you some sugar. That sugar should be batal in the flour. mustard cake is made up of flour. So his little bit of sugar, his little bit of salt, should be bottled in all your flour. Why is the fact that it's a davar sheyesh matirin shouldn't make a difference? Only if it's mibimino it should make a difference. So what is Tosfos' answer? One of Tosfos' answers is, and that's where we get this rule from. Yeah? That since you're putting it in, since you're putting it in to fix, as an integral ingredient to make up the cake, so that's why it's considered mibiminoi, and because of davar sheyesh matirin, it won't be bottle. That's where we get it from, so that's the answer. And it also talks about over here, livnu b'maichel. What's the livnu b'maichel? Livnu b'maichel means when you put something in for color. So Rosh Hashanah says, when you put something in for color, kivan l'chazusa avid loy batel. Since it's meant for color, it's not batel. Rosh Hashanah holds that even when something is put in just for color, it's not batel. But many of the achrayim disagree with Rosh Hashanah. Many achrayim say that for color, for looks alone, that's not going to be considered either min b'minoy or whatever. That's not going to have the schumra. That will be able to be batel. Chazusa is not such an important thing when it comes to foods. Why did we need it to change the food, the color? Because we're going to learn soon that if you have just the taste, so the chumra of davar sheyesh matirin, according to many poskim, according to the Ramah, the chumra of davar sheyesh matirin does not apply to taste. It only applies to the egg. It won't apply just to the tam of it. That's why we need that it should be that it should be made lechazusa, that you should see it, that it should have the halacha of the guf ha-beitza, the mamashus of the beitza, and it shouldn't just be considered the tam of it, which if it would only be the tam, so then it doesn't, even if it's min b'minoi, it doesn't have the chumra of a davar sheyesh matirin. It only has the chumra of a davar sheyesh matirin, the Ramah says later, is if you're talking about the guf ha-davar. So that's why you need that the beitza should give a coloring so that it shouldn't be lost. It shouldn't just be considered tam, it should be considered mamish as well. That's why. So other mefarshim explain why we need that condition that it should give color. Not like the Shach who says that even if it's just for color, that's already on its own not going to make it be bottle. We'll learn Sif Beis, a small Sif. I wanted a thought I'll get into. We'll get into Redi Gimel, but I guess we're not going to have time today. Oh, boy. I'll have to give a little longer share tomorrow. Yesh Misha Oymer. Some say, Shaloi Amru Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin Elok Shamater Asir Lavi Al Kol Panim. The only time Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, we have the Chumra of a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, is when it's going to become Mutter for sure. It's going to become mutter. Oy im hamater beyodi lasoy se beloy hafsid. Or you could bring about, meaning if you leave it by itself, you don't do anything, it's going to stay usher. But you, it's in your hands to make it mutter. Beloy hafsid. You could make it mutter without having a loss. If you could make it mutter, but it's going to cost you $1,000 to make it mutter, that's not called davar sheyesh l'matirin. And it has to become mutter very easily. So either it has to, either you know for sure it's going to become mutter by itself. That's like a basic shnal deviyamtif, where tomorrow it's going to become mutter. You know for sure, right? That if you wait till tomorrow, this is going to become mutter. Or if it's in your hands to make it mutter.
What's the case like that?
For example, as I make a neder, I'm not going to eat meat. So meat is a davar sheyesh l'matirin. Why is it davar sheyesh l'matirin? Because I could go to a rav and be matir my neder. Matir my neder doesn't cost me money, and it's something I could do. So it's biyodi lasoise b'loy hafsid. That's called also davar sheyesh l'matirin. Right? Nedarim, everyone agrees, is considered davar sheyesh l'matirin. Aval davar she'ene biyodoi, but something which is not in my hands. Ve'ene vaday she'yavay hamatir, and it's not for sure going to become mutter. Ene b'din davar sheyesh l'matirin. It doesn't have the halacha of davar sheyesh l'matirin. What is he coming at? What is he driving at? The Mechaber, he explains. Fikach, beis shel suffik treifa, and his arva macheris, ain't a bedin davar sheyesh l'matirin. Let's say you have a beitz of a suffik treifa, and it's nisariv. So should we say that it's loy bottle, considered sheish to matirin, or we should say that it doesn't have, it's not really considered a davar sheish to matirin? Why should it not be considered a davar sheish to matirin? Because you will be able to find out. You will be able to find out whether or not it's a treifa or not.
Why it should
if,
be a
suffix? If you observe the chicken, if you observe the chicken where this egg, something happened to the chicken which made it a suffix treifa. Let's say, I don't know, it fell down a flight of stairs or something. It made it that there's concern whether or not it's a treifa. Then the, and then it was an egg came out. So you don't know if this bait is a suffix treifa, yeah? If, let's say, that chicken has another egg, then it's not a treif. If it's a treif, it wouldn't be able to have another. Or, let's say, it lives for 12 months afterwards, so then it's nizgal that it wasn't a treif. So we should say, maybe, wait. Don't be mater this taruvis. Don't be mater this taruvis. Wait a month, wait 12 months, and then you'll find out if the chicken was a treifa. Because maybe it's not going to be a treifa. And then, in other words, you wait 12 months, and if it turns out that the chicken lives for 12 months, so then you're going to be able to eat this beitza, not based on bittel, but bivados. It'll be mutter bivadai. There's a chance it'll be mutter bivadai. So we say no. Why? Because it's not for sure going to become mutter bevadai. You'll know if it's asar or mutter, but there's a chance also that it's going to die, and then you're going to know that it really was a treifa. So we're not going to make you wait because there's a possibility that we're not going to say you can't rely on bittel because there's a possibility you won't need the bittel. If you know for sure you wouldn't need the bittel, then we say, don't rely on the bittel. That's a davar sheish to matirin. Meaning, if tomorrow it's gonna, when yantav is over, the beitza is gonna for sure be mutter. So then, don't rely on bittel now. Wait till tomorrow when you won't have to rely on bittel. Or it's a neder. So don't rely on bittel. Go to a rav and be matir neder, and then you won't have to rely, but for sure be. But in this case, where you might not have to rely on the bittel, we don't make you wait till you're going to know that you're, whether or not, maybe you didn't have to rely on the bittel. No. Only if you're for sure not going to have to rely on the bittel do we say you can't rely on the bittel. That's this din. Vikach beitza shel safek treifa. If it's a beitza from a safek treifa, from a chicken which is a safek, if it's a treifa, shenitzarev acheres, and it got mixed up, so the question is whether or not you can rely on bittel. So we say, Eina bedin davar sheish lamatirin. This is not considered davar sheish lamatirin. Why? Because you can't do anything about it. You can't bring about that it's for sure going to be mutter. And it's not for sure going to become mutter. You might find out in 12 months from now, you might find out that it's mutter. And therefore, you don't need to rely on bittel. But we're not going to not allow you to rely on the bittel because you might find out that you didn't need the bittel. Only if there's a way that you're for sure not going to need the bittel, then we don't let you rely on the bittel. That's this dinensiv base. Okay. Late now. Then afterwards, we start talking about other very important things of whether what's considered the chumrah of davar sheish lamatirin. Does it apply to tam of the davar sheish lamatirin, meaning the beitza? Does the taste of the beitza that's being cooked with other beitzim, does the din of davar sheish lamatirin apply to the tam of the iser, or only to the iser itself? What about something which is balua be'iser, something that has a taste of this iser? Does it have the din of davar sheish lamatirin? So all these halachas are discussed in the following sifim.